This is KUT. Governor Greg Abbott laid out an ambitious agenda of 20 items for the current special session of the Texas legislature, but halfway through the 30 days, no bill has reached his desk. And as KUT's Ben Philpott reports, that has not stopped some members of the Texas House from introducing items that they consider a priority.
The rules of a special session are pretty simple. The governor rules. Only the governor can call a special session, and only the governor can set the agenda, which is why some of the bills that popped up in the Texas House Thursday were a little curious.
HB 26 by Larson relating to regulation of groundwater. HB 275 by Ashby relating to the extension of expired permits to transfer groundwater from a groundwater conservation district. HB 27 by Larson related to development of brackish groundwater.
Groundwater, in case you were wondering, is not one of the governor's 20 items, although lawmakers think they can link it to an item aimed at reforming municipal permitting. Because, hey, shifting around groundwater requires a permit. And actually, that tenuous connection is all that's needed, as long as the Senate is willing to pass those bills and the governor is willing to sign them. Remember, it's the governor's rules in a special. Which made another bill up for debate Thursday even more interesting. This one would restore controversial cuts made to therapy programs for disabled children. Houston Republican State Representative Sarah Davis is sponsoring the bill.
We were passing a budget. We had to make tough decisions. But now we're seeing the really devastating outcome of that decision. And so I am here asking the body to rectify the mistake that we made.
The bill has overwhelming support in the House, but again, would still need the Senate and governor to sign on. But Davis isn't stopping there. She's the chair of the House General Investigating and Ethics Committee. And this week, she held a press conference rolling out a series of bills to address various ethics and campaign finance issues. Again, not on the governor's agenda for the special session. But Davis and others think he would be willing to add it because of how important he's considered the topic in the past.
In fact, as many of us know, the governor thought ethics were so important that he made them emergency items each session that he has served as governor, and the House stands ready to continue working on this priority.
Davis has sent a request to the governor's office asking for the ethics bills and the efforts to reverse child therapy cuts to be put on the session agenda. The governor has said he won't expand the agenda unless all 20 of his priorities make it to his desk, which is very unlikely to happen. And as far as expanding it specifically for those ethics bills, the governor's spokesperson says Davis and others on her ethics committee are, quote, showboating. Ben Philpott, KUT News.